Over half of the nation's population says that they have received at least one shot of the COVID-19 vaccine, but there is still hesitancy. This is Don Rush. We talked with Janice Orlowski, who is the chief healthcare officer at the Association of American Medical Colleges, about these concerns. So what are some of the concerns that people have about the vaccine?
The people who are left right now have one or two questions. They're either hesitant because they're concerned about what they see as side effects, or they're hesitant because they believe that the vaccine has been made too quickly. And you know, that concern is, you know, it was only developed in the last year. Is it really safe? So I see those as the two questions most often asked of me.
And what do you tell them?
So in regards to the side effects, I have to say that this vaccine has been remarkable. The three that we have in the United States have been remarkable in how few side effects there are. Immediately after getting the vaccine, people may experience some redness or swelling at their arm. They may have low-grade fever. They may have muscle aches. But quite frankly, those are all reactions saying that your immune system is working. There have been very few other side effects. Very few number of people will have an anaphylaxis reaction, usually within 20 to 30 minutes. And then we all know that the J&J vaccine has 1 in 1 million individuals will have a blood clot. So I think overall, vaccine safety is very good with these vaccines. And the remarkable thing is that it continues to be efficacious even against the variants that we are seeing coming into the United States.
What about women who are pregnant? Should they be getting the vaccine, or what kind of caution should they be taking?
So that's a great question. The first and best advice that I have for women who are pregnant is that they should speak to their physician about recommendations. The data that we have out right now is that there were pregnant women in the very first trials of the vaccine, and they did well. No side effects to the baby, no side effects to the mother. And we have subsequently seen that pregnant women are doing well with the vaccine. And even we're seeing that not only does the mother get antibodies, but that the infant, when delivered, shows evidence of having antibodies. So we're feeling that this is something that we just support. Professional Association of Obstetrics and Gynecology also supports it. Within the last couple of days, we know that 12 to 15-year-olds can get the vaccine, the Pfizer vaccine, and all adults should be getting it.
Finally, I wanted to ask you about the ability to say, for instance, you may get the disease but have very mild side effects, but then can you then pass it on to someone if you've been vaccinated?
The reason why the CDC has said that people can go without mask in most situations is because the data shows that if you're vaccinated, it's rare for you to pass along the illness to someone else. If you're not vaccinated and you have a mild case, you could pass on the disease to someone in your house or within your community. So that's a dangerous situation. But vaccinated individuals, it looks like if they get COVID-19 again, may have no disease or mild, but it also looks like they don't pass it along.
Dr. Janice Orlowski is a chief healthcare officer at the Association of American Medical Colleges. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.